From Radio Deutsche Welle, it's Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello again, and welcome to the program. I'm Diane Erickson. If I said that our first piece of music today is by Pyotr Tchaikovsky, you might anticipate something from Swan Lake, The Sleeping Beauty, or The Nutcracker. And you'd be absolutely right, as all three of these great classical ballets are bursting with beautiful melodies and are a delight to the ear, which is probably why Tchaikovsky also published them as concert suites. I wonder if you know which one this melody is from. The Dance of the Reed Pipes from The Nutcracker, composed by Tchaikovsky in 1892. The London Philharmonic was conducted by Maurice Janssens. Let's go a little further back in time now, to the beginning of the 19th century. In those days, a wine tavern in Berlin called Luther and Wegener was every evening the meeting place for a group of artists. Writers, poets, musicians, all sorts of artists. They called themselves the Serapion Brothers, after the Egyptian ascetic Serapion Sindonita. The group revolved around two friends, the poet Friedrich de la Motte Fouqué and the multi-talented Ernst Theodor Amadeus Hoffmann, E.T.A. Hoffmann for short. For over a century, these two men inspired musical works of great importance. Lortzing's opera Undine was inspired by Fouqué. Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker was based on Hoffmann's The Nutcracker and the King of the Mice. The opera Kardelak by Hindemith was based on Hoffmann's The Girl from Scudery. And it wasn't only their texts and subject matter which found their way into librettos. Hoffmann and Fouqué themselves became the subject of other people's works, as in, for example, Jacques Offenbach's opera The Tales of Hoffmann, and Edward Kunicke's comic operetta Die Lockende Flamme, or The Alluring Flame. Both The Tales of Hoffmann and The Alluring Flame have wonderful drinking songs, and I thought it might be fun to hear them both but not back to back. That might be too much of a good thing. Let's first raise our glasses to Königs Song, Wo gibt es den köstlichsten, süffigsten Wein? Where's the most delicious, sweet, light wine?
Köstlich, köstlich, sind sie bis in Wein, wo wird populiert bis zum Morgen. Wo muss, wenn wird, ob wir oder nicht, den ewig verdursten Morgen. Im Keller bei Luther und Wegner,
im Keller bei Luther und Wegner, im Keller bei Luther und Wegner.
Wo lernt man am fleißigsten Geographie, studiert allnächtlich das reine Land, durch wandert man Zechen die Kreuz und die Quer, das Gott gesegnete Weinland. Im Keller bei Luther und Wegner,
im Keller bei Luther und Wegner, im Keller bei Luther und Wegner. La 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 la.
Bei Luther und Wegner dachte ich schon oft einen Rausch, umfängte er sacht meine Sinne mit keinem König, mit keinem König ich tausch. Im Rausch lässt sich lachen und scherzen, im Rausch schlagen höher die Herzen, im Rausch fühlst du seliges Bangen, im Rausch willst du manch umfangen und heißer und zärtlicher küssen. Im Rausch ist immer Drumzeit, und hast du mal wirklich was Tolles im Rausch, im Rausch weißt du nicht, was man tut. Der Geist gleich dabei beschwingt, wo fliegen und so die Gedanken, wo ist Fantasie unser stetiger Gast, bis morgens nach Hause wir wanken. Im Keller bei Luther und Wegner, im Keller bei Luther und Wegner,
im Keller bei Luther und Wegner.
La 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 la.
In the roles of E.T.A. Hoffmann, Friedrich de la Motte Fouquet, and other Serapian brothers, we heard Ralph Lucas, Gerhard Peters, the Cologne Radio Chorus, and the Cologne Radio Orchestra, conducted by Peter Falk. Now, as a kind of musical interlude between drinks, I thought a little guitar music might be just the thing. Around the time that the Serapian brothers were getting together at the pub, the guitar was becoming increasingly popular. The Italian guitarist Ferdinando Carulli moved to Paris to pursue his career and caused an absolute sensation with his playing. From the 400 pieces he wrote for the guitar, it's hard to pick just one. But I think you'll agree that this one is really something. The Allegro movement from Ferdinando Carulli's Concerto in E minor, opus 140 for guitar and orchestra. The world-famous guitarist Pepe Romero was accompanied by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Iona Brown. Time now to rejoin Hoffmann, Fouquet, and friends at the Luther, and Wegener in Offenbach's Tales of Hoffmann. Spirits are high, and Hoffmann is easily persuaded to lead them all in a song about Kleinsack, a man of great drinking capacity. To the surprise of his companions, Hoffmann digresses halfway through the song into his own romantic dreams. But he picks up the thread again, and they all join together for a final chorus of Meistertrinker Kleinsack am Hofe von Eisenach.
Es war einmal am Hofe von Eisenach. Ein Winzkerzwerg, der nannte sich Kleinsack. Am Kopfe trug er den Kahlpack, mit den Beinen, da ging's klick-klack, klick-klack, klick-klack. Das war Kleinsack. Klick-klack, klick-klack. Das war Kleinsack. Der hatte einen Höcker so groß wie ein Sack.
So groß als wie ein Sack.
Die krummen Beine stolperten immer zickzack. Die Nase schwarz von Schnupftabak, mit dem Kopfe, da ging's krick-krack, krick-krack, krick-krack. Das war Kleinsack.
Krick-krack,
krick-krack, krick-krack. Das war Kleinsack. Dann jetzt das Gesicht und diese Züge.
Das Gesicht und diese Züge.
Ja, erst das Gesicht und diese Züge. Doch ihre Züge. Von mir so schön wie der Maientag. Ich folgte ihren Spuren und verließ liebestrunken die väterlichen Fluren, durchstreifte das Tal und das Waldes Revier. Ihre dunklen Haare lieb ich in Locken flossen, um den schmalen Hals wie von Alabaster gegossen, die Augen des offenen Himmels klares Bild sahen um sich her, Gazellen gleich so sanft und mild, und wie im Ebenmaß die zarten Glieder schwebten, fühlt ich mich liebend brand und meine Pulse. Wen Teufel meint ihr denn? Kleinsack, Kleinsack. Ich sprach von ihm.
Von wem?
Nein, von niemand, nichts. Ach, verwirrt war mein Sinn, nichts. Klein Zack taugt viel mehr, wenn er auch noch hässlicher wär. Und trank er zu viel Branntwein und Arak. Da flatterten im Winde die Schöße vom Wrack.
Die Schöße mit seinem Wrack.
Wie die Segel auf einem Wrack. Und das Monstrum, das schrie. Flick, flack, flick, flack, flick, flack. Das war Klein Zack.
Flick, flack,
flick, flack,
flick, flack,
flick, flack. Das war Klein Zack.
The drinking song from Offenbach's Tales of Hoffmann, with Siegfried Jerusalem in the role of Hoffmann. The chorus and orchestra of Radio Bavaria were conducted by Heinz Fallberg. And now for a bit of contrast, and to keep you on your toes, I thought we'd follow those boozy male voices with a gently melodious female ensemble. The five members of the Viennese Opera Ball Ladies Orchestra specialize in Viennese music, and as the name suggests, can be heard delighting the guests at Viennese Opera Balls. They've only been together since 1985, but quickly established themselves as expert performers of 1.5 centuries of Viennese music. From their extensive repertoire, here's just a taste of what they can do, a spirited polka by Josef Strauss. Josef Strauss's Schwalbenpost Polka, performed by the Viennese Opera Ball Ladies Orchestra, which brings us now to the final piece of music in today's program. The composer was a man of exceptional musical gifts, a brilliant pianist and organist, and an inspirational conductor. He helped found the Leipzig Conservatory of Music and was the Spiritus Rector of several leading music festivals. But first and foremost, he was a composer, one of the best and the brightest. Well, I could keep you guessing a bit longer, but then you might just throw something at your radio. He was Felix Mendelssohn. Everyone knows the Wedding March from his incidental music for Shakespeare's comedy A Midsummer Night's Dream, but that classic melody is only a small part of an inspired score, from which we now play you a spirited scherzo.
Thank you.
The Berlin Staatskapelle with a scherzo from Mendelssohn's incidental music for Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream. The conductor was Günter Herbig. And there we must leave you for today. It's summer here in Germany, but with our weather, it's hard to know if it's the beginning, the middle, or the end. I hope the sun is shining where you are. Melody Time was compiled by Barbara Anders and edited by Dieter Glawe and Rick Volker. It was produced by Romy Singh with help from our studio engineer, Jürgen Becker. I'm Diane Erickson, saying goodbye until next time. Melody Time comes to you from Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.